啊，奉主耶稣圣名，在这里跟大家一起学习圣经的道理。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we study the words of God together.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习神的约柜啊，印到我们这里来。
This afternoon, this evening, we are studying the topic, Bring the Ark of God to us.
我们这一周的读经从历代志上13章开始。
This week's Bible reading is starting from 1 Chronicles chapter 13.
如果按照进度，今天是要读第16章。
According to one chapter a day, we should be studying chapter 16 today.
那历代志上13章到16章啊，它的重点就是大卫啊，他要迎耶柜进耶路撒冷的记录。
In chapters 13 through 16, the key emphasis here is to record how David wanted to bring the ark into Jerusalem.
那这一段圣经对我们来说啊，有很重要的教训。
This entire passage has very important teachings to us.
我们今天晚上啊，就来学习啊，把约柜印到我们的家里来。
This evening, we will study how to bring the ark into our home.
啊，因为当约柜啊来到啊任何那个家里，这个家里就要蒙福。
Because wherever the ark goes, that family will be blessed.
啊，如果我们能够遵照神的旨意，
If we can follow God's commandments,
啊，而且很在意啊神他的吩咐，照着啊神所说的去做，就得福气。
And we care deeply about what God has commanded us to do, and we do it accordingly, we will be blessed.
啊，那我们先来看历代志上的第十三章。
Now let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 13.
历代志上的十三章。
First Chronicles chapter 13.
我们现在请读第三节，
Let us read verse 3.
13章的第三节说：“我们要把神的约柜印到我们这里来，因为在扫罗年间，我们没有在约柜前求问神。
Chapter 13, verse 3. And let us bring the ark of God back to us, for we have not inquired at it since the days of Saul.
”啊，第四节，
Verse 4.
全会众都说可以如此行，这是在众民眼中都看为好。
Verse 4. Then all the assembly said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of the people.
啊，那我们现在跳过去看第11节。
Let us skip to verse 11.
11节，大卫因神击杀乌撒，啊，心里愁烦，就称那地方为皮列斯乌撒，直到今日。
Verse 11. And David became angry because of the Lord's outbreak against Uzzah. Therefore, that place is called Perez Uzzah to this day.
12节，
Verse 12.
那日大卫惧怕神，说：“神的约柜怎可印到我这里来呢
Verse 12, David was afraid of God that day, saying, How can I bring the ark of God to me?
？”13，
Verse 13.
于是大卫不将约柜印进大卫的城，却印到加特人俄别以东的家中。
Verse 13. So David would not move the ark with him into the city of David, but took it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite.
4节，
14.
神的约柜在俄别以东家中3个月啊，神赐福给俄别以东的家和他一切所有的。
Verse 14, the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months, and the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had.
好，我们看到这一章里面的这些经文的内容。
We have just studied the verses of this chapter.
大卫他实际上是很关心神的事的。
David cared deeply about the things of God.
啊，当他做王之后，他最在意的就是有关于神的事。
After he had become king, the things that he most cared about are the things of God.
那他发现一个历史的缺陷，就是在扫罗年间的时候。啊，以色列百姓没有在神的约柜前求问神。
He found something that is not right. That is, during the reigns of God, the people did not inquire about God in front of the ark.
啊，因为大卫他在 做王之前啊，那一段很逃亡的日子里，他时常都是借着求问神，有神的帮助而存活，最后可以当王的。
During the times when David was fleeing from Saul, many times he had inquired about with the Lord, and that was how he was able to stay alive.
啊，因此有神的帮助，他可以啊，能够不致死亡，而且还能够得到神祝福，按着神的旨意，最后当以色列的王，治理百姓。
Because he inquired about the Lord, not only was he able to stay alive, he also received blessings from God, and in the end, he was anointed as king, and he received blessings, and he was able to rule over God's people.
那第13章现在就记录大卫，他一开始的时候。他跟千夫长、百夫长的一切的首领啊，先商议啊，要把神的约柜迎到啊大卫城。
In the beginning of chapter 13, David consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds and all the leaders, and he wanted to bring the Ark of God into the city of David.
那这些千夫长、百夫长的首领，基本上就是军中的首领啊，就是跟着大卫啊打仗。那而且在不管是对内对外征战哈，都是像前面11章、12章所说的这个大卫的勇士们都是在沙场上很忠心的人。
These captains of thousands and hundreds, they were the people and the military leaders that have fought with David. So no matter if it's internal or external, they are the ones that are very loyal to David and also very courageous.
其实大卫他自己知道，他能够当王治理百姓，是有这些勇士啊，这些千夫长百夫长的帮助，所以他本身不是那种独裁的人啊，大卫不是一个独裁的王啊。
David knew that in order for him to be able to be anointed king and be able to rule over all the people, it was due to all the captains and all the military officials who had helped him along the way. So David knew that he was not an autocrat.
那他现在要做一件事情的时候，特别是这件要搬约柜啊，他先跟这些首领们商量。
Now that he had wanted to do this one thing, which is to move the ark into the city, he wanted to consult with these captains.
那他是对这样对他们说，第二节。
This is what he said to them in verse 2.
你们若以为美这见这事是出于主我们的神，我们就差遣人走遍以色列地，见我们未来的弟兄，又见住在有郊野之城的祭司利未人，使他们都到这里来聚集。
Verse 2, if it seems good to you, and if it is of the Lord our God, let us send out to our brethren everywhere who are left in all the land of Israel, and with them to the priests and Levites who are in their cities and their common lands, that they may gather together to us.
这就是大卫的计划。
This is a plan of David.
那他现在先寻求这些会众们的意见。
Now he is asking for the advice, of the people.
他的意见其实就是第三节说要把神的约柜运到这里来，运到耶路撒冷。
His opinion and what he wanted to do is to bring the Ark of God into Jerusalem.
大卫，我们知道他是一个很精明的王。
We know that David was a very clever king.
那他是一国之君哈，但是他现在做决策的时候，他很在意众首领要同意全民都要支持。
Even though he is the king of the country, whenever he wants to make decisions, he still wanted to consult with all the leaders and the assembly to make sure that everyone agrees.
表示说，其实大卫在那个时代是很民主的，他是一个很爱百姓的君王。
That is to say that even during that time, David was running the country like a demo democratic society and he loves the people.
他要寻求这些首领们的同意，才动员祭司、立位人都到都到耶路撒冷来聚集，预备要迎接耶柜。
First, he needed to consult with the leaders and captains, and then he would bring all the priests and Levites together.
好，他要把耶柜迎到耶路撒冷城来之后，他也是已经有计划要让祭司、立位人在耶柜前来侍奉神的。
Because as soon as he brings the ark into the city of Jerusalem, he will have plans to have the priests and Levites in there to administer.
从第三节我们也看到，大卫其实他知道，凡事应该要求问神。那求问神的地点应该在神的面前，在耶柜前来求问。
David knew that in all things we have to inquire of the Lord, and we have to do that in front of the ark.
好，所以他现在其实也是很希望说，百姓能够聚集在耶路撒冷来，因为这里有神的约柜，百姓可以求问神，所以这里就变成好像全国的信仰中心一样。
He wanted all the people to gather at Jerusalem because that is where God is, and that will be the center of the religious activities for the country.
大卫他当时候其实是已经有计划想要为神建圣殿的。
David already had plans that he wanted to build a temple for God.
那我们看到他要先把耶柜迎到耶路撒冷。
We know that first he had to bring the ark into Jerusalem.
在第三节特别强调，在扫罗的年间扫罗作王40年，以色列人都没有在耶柜前求问神。
First three states that during the reign of Saul, his 40-year reign, the people did not inquire at the Lord.
因为那个时代神的帐幕是在畸变。
Because at the time the tent of God is at Kirjathjearim.
那祭坛百姓如果要献祭也是都到祭奠去献祭的。
And for the people, if they had wanted to make offerings, they would go to Kirjathjearim.
好，那扫罗的年间，我们知道扫罗他并不是很在意有关于神的事情。
During Saul's reign, we know that he did not care about the things of God.
所以他什么事情都是以他为中心他
Because
并不会事事都求问神。
for Saul himself, Saul was self-centered and he would not inquire of the Lord with anything.
甚至我们都看到他都可以自己取代祭司去献祭逾越他的职分，那时候神发怒。
Even to the point where he surpassed his authority and he offered offerings in place of the priests, and that made God really angry.
那大卫他跟扫罗不一样，
But David was different from Saul.
他很希望说他随时都能够在神的约柜前求问神的意见。
David wanted to be able to always inquire of the Lord in front of the ark.
那大卫的心呢？他的心意写在诗篇我们看一下诗篇27篇。
We can turn to Psalm 27.
诗篇27篇
Psalms 27,
第四节，
verse 4.
27篇第四节，
27, verse 4.
他说：“有一件事我曾求问主，我能要寻求，就是一生一世住在神的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。”
Psalm 27, verse 4. One thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
这个就是我们看到说，我们如果能够敬畏神那尊重神你就会想要事事都来寻求神的旨意的。
If we fear God and we honor him, then in everything we will inquire of his will.
那这个经文也说明大卫其实他的心常常在神这里，他希望能够跟神有一个非常密切的关系。
In this verse, we can clearly see that David's heart is connected to God and he wants to have a close relationship with God.
哦，他也能够看见神的荣耀。
He can see God's glory.
啊，那他更在意说他的生活能够符合神的旨意。
And he cares deeply that he lives a life that is lived according to God's will.
那所以他现在提议要迎耶柜这件事情啊，这个众民啊，全会众都说好，因为这个是在大家看来都是好的。
Now that he has the plan to bring the ark back to the city, then the entire assembly thought that that was a good thing.
那我们先，所以我们看到第十三章哈，历代志上十三章的这一开始的记录，就会发现说，大卫他用民主的方法。透过对首领们提议，然后最后是由全民都认可这件事情的。
We can see from the beginning of chapter 13 that David had a plan. He was democratic. He asked for the opinion of all the leaders and the captains, and through their agreement, then the entire assembly also agreed.
哦，所以基本上没有任何反对的声音呢。
So on this, we can see that there were no one who had objected to this.
Oh, 因为这个是在众民眼中都看为好。
Because in all the assemblies, in their eyes, it was the right thing to do.
那因为有众民都认为好，所以这个时候我们想大卫一定是非常有信心的啊，非常满意的。现在这件事情就大张旗鼓了，开始筹备要来迎接约柜了。
Because this thing was right in the eyes of all the people, then David thought that that was something that is pleasing, and he started making all the preparations.
我们如果留意大卫他在还没有当王以前他的行事风格就是他在撒母耳记上下记录他的一生的这些历史当中你会发现在这里有一个地方他似乎是失落了。
We can see that before David was king, and we can see that David's entire life was recorded in 1 and 2 Samuel. If we compare his entire life to what he is doing here, do we find that there's something that is out of character?
就是他在这里似乎都没有去先问神的意见。
Here we can see that he did not inquire of God's will here.
那要迎耶柜，或者是要去把耶柜运到耶路撒冷这件事情，他也完全忽略了祭司立位人的角色。
In order to bring the ark or to receive the ark into the city of Jerusalem, he had completely neglected the role of the priests and the Levites.
因为他现在以王的身份一提议之后所有的百姓都支持他。
Using the status of the king, when he made the suggestion, the entire assembly agreed.
因为大卫是先跟全会众说：“你们若以为美这见这事是出于主我们的神，那么我们就要把约柜运到我们这里来。”
He said to all the assembly of Israel that if it seems good to you and if it is of the Lord, then we can bring the ark into the city.
好，那我们知道这个整个事情在第十三章最后出现一个很大的转变，就让大卫非常的忧愁他心里愁烦，他最后不敢把约柜运到耶路撒冷。
In chapter 13, we know that there was a turning point in this event, and that caused David great sorrow to the point that he was fearful to bring the ark in.
所以我们现在要了解有一件事情很重要，
We have to understand there's something very important.
在今天在神的国度里面，如果王看是好的，那也得到众百姓的认可，就是正确的吗？
In the kingdom of God, if the king thinks it is a good thing, and if he has the support of the entire assembly, does that mean that it is the right thing?
如果众人都看以为是美的， 在神看来也是好的吗？这就是一个问题了。
The question is, if it is good in the eyes of the entire people, does that equate to being a good thing in the eyes of God?
如果这件事情或这个计划在事前没有真的先求问神的意思，
If before he started doing this, he did not ask for God's will.
或者没有先去了解神在律法上所吩咐的啊，神早就已经说明的要怎么做的啊，这些步骤。
Or that he did not look through all the laws in the commandments to see what are the correct steps to do something.
只是以王的意见跟众百姓的认可，就会得到神的喜悦吗？
He was only using the suggestion because, as a king, and he got the agreement of the people, is that the right thing in God's eyes?
所以我们从第13章看出来，在这个整个过程当中，在这一开始的时候，我们发现大卫他忽略了祭司立位人的意见跟角色。
In this entire chapter 13, and we can see at the beginning of the chapter 13, David had neglected the role and the opinion of the priests and the Levites.
他的想法其实是很单纯的。
He was very simple-minded.
那也是，如果我们只是看他的动机是好的，因为他要把约柜迎到耶路撒冷来。
We can see that his motive was a good one because he had wanted to bring the ark into Jerusalem.
他为了能够在约柜前来求问神。
In order to inquire of the Lord in front of the ark.
那因为我们都知道约柜代表神的同在。
We know that the ark represents the abidance of God.
这个是神当初。在旷野的时代，摩西那个时候要建立会幕的时候，神亲口应许的。
That was during the time when they were in the wilderness and Moses made a tabernacle, and that was what God promised.
这个就是神要与百姓同住就是借着约柜在会幕里，在百姓当中来证明神他关心百姓，跟百姓同行。
God promised that he would dwell with the people in the ark, in the tabernacle.
所以有约柜，就代表有神的同在就可以蒙福。
Therefore, when the ark is there, that means that they have the abundance of God and they will be blessed.
但是这当中当有神的约柜或要搬运神的约柜，神有什么样的指示？如果忽略了，最后所得到的可能不是祝福，反而是灾祸。
But in order to move the Ark of God, what are the specific requirements that were set by God? And if they were neglected in the end, perhaps they did not receive any blessings.
就像当年在祭司以利的时代，以色列百姓他们是如何抬着约柜到战场上去，以为可以大获全胜，最后是惨败，而且约柜被掳，祭司被杀。
Just like during the times of Eli, the people thought that they could bring the ark into the battlefield to get victory, but in the end, they had lost the battle and the priests were killed, and the ark was taken.
约柜就被掳到外邦去了。
The ark was taken away.
经过了好几个月之后最后约柜才又被送回到以色列来。
After many months, then the ark was sent back to Israel.
最后约柜就被放在基列耶林那个地方。
And the ark was left in the place of Kirjath Jearim.
如果我们看这个整个历史这个时候约柜已经离跟那个。即便的会幕分离可能已经几十年了。
If we read the entire history, it has been several decades since then.
那表示说有关于约柜的一些相关的神的条例，其实大卫本身他已经忽略了。
Which is to say that there are some rules and statutes regarding the ark which David has neglected.
人对约柜要如何的应该有的态度，应该要如何来在约柜前侍奉这些相关的神的要求，其实大卫并没有查明。
what are men's attitude in front of the ark, how they can serve in front of the ark, and their attitude. These are the things that David did not clearly understand.
哦，他现在很简单的想说要把约柜运到耶路撒冷。
He was just very simple-mindedly wanted to bring the ark into Jerusalem.
哦，其实我们如果看撒母耳记下第六章的记录哈，
We turn to 2 Samuel chapter 6.
这个时候大卫哈，他是动员了3万被挑选的代表来运耶柜的。
We can see that David had selected 30,000 men to bring the ark.
那是在撒母耳记下第六章的第一节。
That was recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 1.
哦，这是跟历代志上的13章对称的。
And that is a concordance with First Chronicles chapter 13.
哦，他特别挑选了这个3万的代表哇，大张旗鼓的好像全国的大捷径一样，要迎接耶柜进耶路撒冷。
David gathered choice men of Israel, 30,000 of them, and it was like a very great festival.
但是他这一次这个时候并没有准备好抬耶柜的立位人也没有准备说应该怎么样来侍奉耶柜就按照以前的风俗把它放在新车上，要运到耶路撒冷来。
However, he did not think about the role of the Levites in the transport of the ark. And just like their custom, he prepared a new cart to bring the ark into Jerusalem.
好，所以我们在第13章的第7节看到现在神的约柜从亚比拿达的家里现在抬出来放在新车上。
In First Chronicles chapter 13, verse 7, we can see that they carried the Ark of God on a new cart from the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio drove the cart.
这个约柜现在放在新车上要搬运就很简单了，很轻松了。
If the Ark was put on a new cart, then it's very easy to transport it.
那因为这个就是当初非利士人把约柜送回以色列地的做法。
Because that was the way that the Philistines had brought back the ark.
那几十年前非利士人这样子运送约柜，他们都没有事啊。
Because several decades ago, when the Philistines returned the ark this way, nothing bad had happened to them.
那非利士人也看到了哦，原来他们用这样的约柜顺利的回到以色列地，因为他们平安呢、啊，他们本来因着约柜的缘故所受到的灾殃就止息了，他们心里一定很高兴。
But the Philistines, when they saw that in this way they transported the ark back to Israel and nothing had happened to them, they must be happy because while the ark was with them, they had a lot of disasters.
其实对有关于约柜的搬运，神有很明确的，而且很严格的规矩。
But according to God, there are very clear and strict requirements on how to move the ark.
圣所跟至圣所里面的所有的器物呢，都要由歌侠的子孙用肩来扛抬才行。
All the things in the Holy of Holies and in the Holies needs to be transported by the descendants of Korah, in the blanket.
我们如果看一下民数记就比较清楚。
We turn to Numbers, it's more clear there.
民数记第7章
Numbers chapter 7,
第9节，
verse 9.
民数记7章9节，这里让我们看到约柜应该怎么来移动。
Numbers chapter 7, verse 9 lets us know how they should transport the ark.
第7章9节说，车与牛都没有交给哥家子孙，因为他们办的是圣所的事，在肩头上抬圣物。
Numbers chapter 7, verse 9. But to the sons of Kohath he gave none, because theirs was the service of the holy things which they carried on their shoulders.
那要抬耶柜这个是要4个人一起抬。 然后要按照神的规矩来的。
In order to carry the ark, they need four people to carry and according to God's instructions.
那我们看到这个大卫那个时代哈，他在要搬约柜这件事情哈，他对神的要求根本就不清楚。
But during the time of David, when he wanted to bring the ark, he was unsure of God's instructions.
那当时候约柜是从亚比拿达的家里被抬出来。
At the time, the ark was moved from the house of Abinadab.
然后现在运送的时候，在13章的第7节特别说乌撒和亚西耶赶车子，这是亚比拿达的两个儿子。
In chapter 13, verse 7, it especially said that the two sons of Abinadab, Uzzah and Ahio, drove the cart.
那我们知道，到了这个基顿的禾场，牛虱全体，乌撒他伸手扶约柜之后，就被神击杀在当下哈。
And in verse 10, we see that when they came to children's threshing floor, Uzzah put his hand on the ark. And God strike him.
那这件事情很多很多时候我们会很疑惑的是，为什么神会这么严厉的对待乌撒呢？
Many times we're puzzled by this and puzzled by how come God was so strict with Uzzah and killed him.
我们要了解，其实用车运约柜本来就是错误。
But to understand that using the cart to transport the ark was wrong.
那这里的牛虱全蹄呢，应该是说，这个牛哈，突然到这个地方哦，它惊慌害怕。
Here it says that the oxen stumbled, or another way to say it was that the oxen were afraid.
好，那。所以他一害怕一跳起来之后，那个月桂似乎就要掉从车上掉下来了。
Because the oxen were afraid and the ark was about to fall off from the cart.
所以乌撒很好心的要用手去扶月桂。
So Uzzah, out of his goodwill, he wanted to use his hands to hold on to the ark.
但是他的这个作为就引起了神的愤怒。
However, this action, aroused the wrath of God.
因为他的好心呢，是人的好意，但是却是神所禁止的。
His good action came out of human will, but it's something that is forbidden by God.
因为他以不圣洁的手要去扶约柜。
Because he used his unholy hands and he wanted to hold the ark.
我们看这个在整个过程当中哈，这些祭司立位人，他们基本上都还没有自洁，在神的眼中是不圣洁的。
In this entire process, we can see that the priests and the Levites did not sanctify themselves, so in the eyes of God, they were not clean.
所以在这个当下，就惹动了圣洁的神的愤怒。
Therefore, during this moment, it caused the wrath of God who was holy.
因为侍奉神是要照神的旨意，而且要圣洁，所做的才能够蒙神悦纳的。
Because in order to serve God, we must serve Him using God's methods, and the person must be holy.
所以乌撒因为这一个事情，就当场死在那个狱柜旁。
But Uzzah, because of this, he died on the spot.
好，所以对这个地方哈，就被取名叫做比列斯乌撒，因为就是乌撒他干犯神的地点。
This place was called Perez Uzzah because that was the place that Uzzah had sinned against God.
好，他干犯之地哈，这个地方就特别有个意思，因为他用不圣洁的手去扶耶柜。
This was the place that he used his unholy hands to hold the ark, and so it was called Perez Uzzah or Outburst against Uzzah.
所以这个让我们今天在侍奉神的人都要时刻警醒的一个境界。
This is something that is a good reminder for all the people who serve God.
要侍奉神，一定要按神的规矩哈。
In order to serve God, we must serve God according to God's instructions.
而且要圣洁的，
And we must be holy.
要按照神的标准洁净自己。
we must cleanse ourselves according to God's standards.
我们不能够有像乌撒的这一双不圣洁的手轻举妄动、随意行事，最后一定会被刑罚。
We can't have hands just like Uzzah, and he did it, and he did something out of his own will. Then, in the end, disaster will come.
这事情让大卫突然之间醒悟过来了。
And because of this thing, David suddenly was awakened.
他从欢欢喜喜的要大张旗鼓迎接约柜，最后他变成心里愁烦，他害怕。
His attitude changed completely from being very joyous, wanting to welcome the ark back into the city, to in the end that he was very sorrowful.
所以今天有时候我们心里有一个热忱，想要侍奉神哦，我们如果没有真的去明白神要我们做的事，很有可能会重犯大卫的错误。
Today, even though we have the zeal in our hearts to serve God, but if we do not do it and we don't inquire of God on how to do something, we might make the same mistake as David.
因为大卫他对神的律法，就是对有关于要如何侍奉耶柜这件事情还不懂，他也还没有准备好。
Because David was not clear on the rules and the laws surrounding how to transport the ark and how to serve the ark, and he was not ready.
最关键的就是他还没有准备一个谦卑侍奉神的态度。
The key was that he was not prepared to have a humble attitude to serve God.
因为这个时候他以一个王的角色，
Because at this time he acted in the role of a king.
他认为这样做是好的，百姓也支持。
He thought that that was a good thing to do, and the people all supported him.
他就没有去注意神对这件事情的要求是什么。
Therefore, he neglected to understand what was the requirement of God regarding this.
所以这个整个事情让大卫他明白一件事情，
So, throughout this whole process, it let David understand one thing.
顺我们今天对神的律法啊，要顺从，要胜过，要比我们自己的热心更重要，更看重才可以。
When we serve God, we need to understand His laws and we need to know His laws and His requirements more than our own zeal to serve Him.
不是我们有一个热忱，我们要做什么，那个神就会喜欢。
It isn't that just because we have the zeal to serve God, then whatever we do, God will be pleased.
而是我们的热心一定要在神的命令跟他的旨意底下进行，才会蒙神悦纳的。
But our zeal and our service to him must be done under his will and do it according to his laws, then it will be accepted.
那第二个重点，
Second point.
就是今天我们要做一件事情，我们如果与别人商量所得到的一个结论，一个建议。
Today, if we were to do something and we consulted with others and we have an agreement,
我们绝对不能够取代用这个建议或者人的意见取代了神的法则，就是神的标准。
but we cannot use this agreement, in the place of God's rules.
不是众人都认为好的事情就是合神旨意。
It isn't just because something was agreeable with everyone, then that is after God's will.
而是要去明白神他对这件事情的要求是什么？它的法则在哪里？
But we needed to understand what is God's requirement towards this thing and what are his rules and laws surrounding it.
所以敬畏神的人，他是会很在意神的法则，而且是有关于神圣洁的法则。
But those who fear God, they care deeply about God's laws and God's rules and they would obey it.
有时候我们人会认为神的法则好像很啰嗦。
Sometimes we find that God's laws and God's rules are very cumbersome.
那其实是因为我们人还不了解神的心意，
That is because as men, we still do not understand the will of God.
我们还不了解神对这件事情他要这么在意的，他后面的原因是什么，我们还不懂。
We still do not understand why is God so insistent on doing something and the reasoning behind it.
好，所以我们看到现在大卫他心里忧愁，他不敢把约柜运到耶路撒冷来了。
So now we can see that David was fearful and he is afraid to bring the ark into the city.
他本来很高兴的说，我们要把神的约柜运到我们这里来。
Originally, he was very happy and joyful, and he wanted to bring the Ark of God into the city.
但是后最后他。竟然是说，神的约柜怎么可以运到我这里来呢？
But in the end, David was afraid and he said, How can I bring the Ark of God to me?
我们看到这个时候，大卫其实他没有去思考为什么今天牛会失全蹄的原因在哪里。
We can see that David still did not stop to think about why the oxen were afraid and stumbled.
其实也。还没有真的去明白说神为什么发怒击杀乌撒的理由在哪里。
And he did not think about why was God's anger aroused and why did he strike Uzzah?
现在只是因为乌撒的死，他就惧怕神，他现在认为说，如果把约柜运到大卫城来，哎，他可能得不到祝福，他可能会本来有灾祸。
He did not understand why Uzzah died, but all he knows is that if he brings the ark into the city, perhaps he will not receive the blessing of God.
所以最后，神的约柜运到了俄别以东的家里三个月。
Therefore, in the end, the ark of God was taken into the house of Obed-Edom for 3 months.
很意外的，出乎大卫的意料之外呢，神竟然祝福俄别以东的家跟他一切所有的。
But beyond David's imagination, God blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had.
这件事情真的是让大卫。突然醒悟起来，
And because of this, David suddenly woke up.
如果我们对照第十五章他所做的事，
If we compare this to chapter 15,
我们也发现，在第三章这个地方，大卫他迎耶柜的动机，基本上是很大程度是有关于他自己的荣耀。
In chapter 13, we can see that one of the motives or the major motive for David to bring the ark into the city was for his own glory.
哎，他看自己的荣耀高过于有关于神的荣耀。
He regarded his own glory more than God's glory.
好，那接下来神借着祝福俄别以东的家，
But through blessing the house of Obed-Edom.
让大卫也了解到说，神的恩典临到这个家庭跟这一些人。并不是在于大张旗鼓的这个热闹的场面来迎耶柜。
Then he understood that the blessings that came upon this household was not because he had sent so many people and he made it such a big show to bring the ark.
而是这个那一个家庭或那些人啊，他们默默的照着神的方法来谦卑的在神面前侍奉而得到的。
It was because the people of that household, they served God quietly in front of God using God's ways.
所以今天神的恩典临到我们的家庭啊，
Today, the blessing of God has come upon our families.
是因为我们懂得说，我们要准备啊，我们愿意让神的约柜，神跟我们同住。
That's because we are willing to have God's ark and we want God to dwell with us.
我们愿意照神的方法来侍奉他。
And we wanted to serve God using God's ways.
那我们懂得凡事尊重神
And we know that in all things we have to respect God.
啊，如果什么事情懂得先求问神，神就给我们指示，而且可能是超越我们过去的经验的。
In all things, if we learn to inquire about God, then He will let us know His will and it will surpass all our past experiences.
在第十三章里，我们看到这个整个过程当中啊，其实。 大卫什么人都问了，就是没有问神。
In chapter 13, we can see that during this entire process, David asked the opinion of everybody except God.
那他没有把约柜运到他自己的耶路撒冷来，
He did not bring the ark into Jerusalem.
其实是他的损失。
That was his loss.
他如果懂得求问神之后，
If he knew to inquire about God,
神一定会指示他
God will show him the way.
要如何运约柜。
And in how to transport the ark.
如果他真的懂得尊重神，以神的荣耀为优先，
If he truly knows how to respect God and to put God's glory first,
他就会发现神的指示有时候跟他所想的不一样。
then he would know that the way of God sometimes is different from his own thinking.
我们如果看历代志上，接下去的第14章哈，
We continue to read First Chronicles chapter 14.
因为在13章跟15章之间插入了第14章这个打仗的事情。
Because between chapters 13 and 15, in between there is this battle in
就
between.
是大卫如何来击败这个非利士人的战役。
That's how David was able to defeat the Philistines.
那在历代志上在写的时候，他放这一章的重点其实就在第10节这里说，大卫他求问神。
The chronicler, when he wrote this, the emphasis is on chapter 14, verse 10, that David knew to inquire of God.
他问神说：“我可以上去攻打非利士人吗
He asked God, "Shall I go up against the Philistines?"
？”大卫本身就是勇士，
David himself was a warrior.
他知道如何打仗的。
He knew how to fight.
神，他一问神，神跟他说：“你可以上去，我要把他们交在你手里。
When he inquired of God, God told him, "Go up, for I will deliver them into your hand."
”好，所以果然大卫他打胜了。
And truly, David defeated them.
因为他知道是神帮助他的，
Because he knew it was God who helped him.
所以第11节说，神借着我的手冲破敌人，如水冲去一般。
Verse 11, David said, "God had broken through my enemies by my hand like a breakthrough of water."
好了，那现在第二次非利士人再来攻打，
Now the Philistines comes once again, and made another raid.
第14节，
Verse 14.
又大卫又求问神。
Then David inquired again of God.
那这次神跟他指示说，你要转到他们的后面去，从山林对面来攻打他们。
Then this time God said, "You shall not go up after them. Circle around them and come upon them in front of the mulberry tree."
我们看到这一次，你看，面对敌人一样，大卫求问神，他并没有按照他以前的经验，他就照着去做了。
This time again, he was to face another battle with the Philistines, but he did not take his past experience and go out and fight.
而神给他的指示跟他之前第一次不一样，
Now, this time God gives him different instruction from the first time.
但是一样的是神把这个敌人交在他们手上，
But once again, it was God who gave him victory.
因为大卫遵照神的吩咐去做，
Because David did according to God's commands.
所以这个求问神呢，就变成这个整个事情的重点。
Therefore, to inquire of God is the emphasis of this entire battle.
所以第15章，现在大卫就知道要如何求问神，照神的旨意来迎接贵人。
When we get to chapter 15, now David knows that how he needs to inquire of God in order to receive the ark.
那最后我们就看到真的整个事情就照神的旨意，欢欢喜喜的让约柜进了耶路撒冷来。
And in the end, we can see that the ark was received according to God's instructions, and they were able to joyously receive the ark.
所以，我们从今天所查考的这一段圣经，
So, from our study of this passage today,
我们要真的像大卫这样所说的哦，我们要把神的约柜印到我们这里来。
just as David said, we have to bring God's ark bring the Ark of God to us.
啊，最后像这个俄别以东他们的家庭哈，因为有神的约柜到，所以哈，他们竟然意外的蒙福是他们所想不到的。
And just like the family of Obed-Edom, because they had the ark and they were blessed, and that was something out of the imagination.
哦，让我们都懂得啊，从心里面来啊，听从神，顺服神。
May we all know how to obey and trust in the Lord from our hearts.
当神的约柜到我们这里来的时候，
When the ark of God comes to us,
我们真的凡事可以求问神，
We can inquire of God in all things.
我们可以照神的吩咐来做。
And we can do according to God's commands.
那最后，我们的家庭，哇，我们所有的家人也都可以蒙福。
And in the end, our family and all that belong to us will be blessed.
啊，愿主耶稣帮助我们，
May the Lord Jesus help us
让我们的家都有神的约柜，
so that our homes will have the Ark of God.
就是得到神的同在。
And we will have the abundance of God.
我们也可以多，每个家庭都蒙福。
And each family will be blessed.
我们现在再来唱一首诗歌，
Now let us sing a hymn.
225首。
Let's sing hymn 225.
谢主，现在要一起来祷告。
And God, now we'll pray together.
我们继续彼此代祷，为教会的圣工祷告。
Let us continue to intercede for one another and also to pray for the holy work in the church.
有许多主内的同龄在病痛中，或者在软弱的情境底下我们都祷告中纪念，求主耶稣怜悯施恩。
In our prayer, let us remember a lot of our brethren who are either in sickness or spiritually weak. May the Lord Jesus Christ remember them.
我们在这个接下来年终的假期里，许多人外出旅行，也求主耶稣保守看顾，出入平安。
During this year end, a lot of people may be traveling. May the Lord watch over them and give them peace.
我们现在请同心祷告。
Now we'll pray in one accord.